Hello, and thank you for tuning in for a new episode of Inspirations with Simelita Webb. Today, I wanted to share an experience that I just had that I didn't expect to have. As you know, I am a chronic pain survivor, and occasionally, I listen to other people's stories and try to find ways that I can improve my own life. Well, today I sat and listened to a woman who has a story of how she was in a car accident and ended up being injured. As she began talking about the level of disability she was left with, I found my heart feeling heavy. And it was an interesting feeling because, you know, when you're going through something yourself, you know what it's like. But when you're looking on the outside in, you don't know what someone else is going through. Now, I have never heard of this woman before and have no connection, physical connection to her, other than our shared experience with chronic pain. But what listening to her taught me and being aware of my body's response to her is that the people we love are suffering too. And I didn't realize the depth that we could experience a stranger's pain. Now, I'm not getting pain from her sharing. I'm getting, I'm empathetic and extremely humbled because in my own walk through pain, my balance is daily. And, I deal with it as just now a part of life. But listening to her, it made me think of the fact that that's just a lot. It's a lot for someone to take in. And so it made me think of my own two children, my husband, my parents, the people who love me. And it made me realize that more than likely, they're experiencing my pain too. In a much different way, I'm sure. But nonetheless, I had looked past the way in which my pain was affecting my family. I know that their hearts are sad. And I know that they hurt when I hurt. And I understand that. But this lady's, her story just tugged at my heart. And so it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. And so it made me want to just come on and let you know too that not every pain that someone is going through is visible. And not every pain that your loved one has can you help stop. But more importantly, I now understand some of what my loved ones and friends feel because of how I felt for this woman. A lot of times when we're in chronic pain, people will distance themselves. They will stop coming around or calling or inviting new places, which makes sense because I can't do all those things now anyway. But I don't think people should stop being around. I think you can continue to say hi, send a text, make a phone call, and let the person know that you love them. If their pain has become too much for you to carry or be a participant in, let that be known. But don't pull your love back, because that's when we need it most, is when we're going through the problem. The other thing I want to say is that pain never stops shocking me, because I'm truly shocked by my level of empathy for this woman. I love all of God's children, and so that's never a question. But I've stopped this podcast I've listened to 3 times. I was just moved by her strength and ability to keep going. And in addition to that, it just, the reality of the fight through daily pain kind of requires you to ground yourself, in a way that nothing else in life will require you to ground yourself. And that's why we say chronic pain survivor, because a lot of people who fight chronic pain don't survive for, you know, myriad of reasons. But I think it's important to understand that chronic pain changes every facet of your life. It changes how you sleep, changes how you eat, how you walk, how you talk, what you wear. It just changes you. And so, I hope that the next time you see someone that, is fighting a battle, that you understand a little bit more about how, and why they are the way they are, you know, because you just don't know by looking at someone what they're going through. I hope that my thought helps you think a little differently about any battle that you yourself may be facing. You can survive. You can learn to thrive. And you can find a way through if you take the time you need to ground yourself, find alternative options, seek medical help and assistance, and accept the love from the ones who love you. Wishing you a fantastic day, a wonderful afternoon, and a beautiful evening. Go enjoy your life. Goodbye.